Hi everybody, welcome back to The Limit Breakdown, where we break down the latest in TV, movies, and everything going on in entertainment. I'm your host, Migs.
I am the Lord of the Castle, Sid.
Alrighty then.
And today we are going to be giving our review of the new Dungeons & Dragons movie. And our too long didn't watch review for this movie, we're going to hit a couple points first. It was... had very likable characters, lots of Easter eggs, and an actual really good story.
Yeah. However, the villains felt a little too lackluster, I guess. There were too many MacGuffins, as Migs is going to explain later.
But that's so, why that's why we're going to give this movie 4 hearts. So stick around after the intro, and we'll go into our deep dive on this movie.
Welcome back, everybody, and today we're going to be reviewing the Dungeons & Dragons movie, Honor Among Thieves. So, this movie was a huge, big nerd movie. Fan service for all the nerds out there, Dungeons and Dragons nerds out there, people like us. And a lot of times when there's adaptations of things that we love, we're very critical. But I think this movie did a pretty good job.
I was pretty happy with it. I'm not going to lie, I am not terribly well versed in Dungeons and Dragons, but fair. I do understand a lot of the references. Yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed the movie, man. I thought it was a fun experience, and the cast of characters was actually very enjoyable, very likable set of heroes for a change, which was refreshing.
Yeah, so they did a really good job with setting up a story. Most times when it comes to things like this, either the story lacks or something of the other doesn't make sense, and that's why the movies fail half the time. But this one actually had all the characters were very likable. You know, they had their defined little roles, and each of them, as they progressed the movie, actually had a relatively good character development. It wasn't too vast, but it was good enough for the movie. Plot was very good. So I'll do a quick synopsis of the plot. You know, there's a guy who's the main character, Chris Pine's character. So Chris Pine's character had a wife and a daughter, and his wife died because a red mage. So him, his daughter, and a bunch of his friends basically became thieves. They try to steal something that somebody had commissioned them to do, and he's like, I'm going to use this to bring back my wife. Things go wrong, they go to jail. Once he busts out of jail, he goes back to his friends, and one of them has basically taken over his daughter in the castle, and is like, she's mine now, you know, leave.
Before we go too far, so they're in prison, right? And they're supposed to be petitioning for their parole. And their whole plan hinges on Jeffrey, because he's got wings, right? And pushing him out this window. And then... They get Jeffrey, they fall out the window, and then as they're falling out the window, you just hear them, and it's like, wait, but we were going to approve your parole!
Man, that was hilarious. And the fact that their whole plan, so the whole time in the beginning, they're like, well, we really want Jeffrey. Their plan was Jeffrey. And in my mind, I thought it was going to be like a friend of theirs that's going to be like, hey, you know, we want to pardon them, things like that. But it turned out Jeffrey just had wings and we're going to shove him out. Oh, man, that was hilarious.
I feel bad for Michelle Rodriguez, because I feel like she's being very well typecast.
She is. To me, she's bae. I love Michelle Rodriguez. I think she's fantastic. And she played that character really well. She was basically the barbarian in the
I love how her husband was like, what is that, like a hobbit?
Or well, was a dwarf, was... yeah. Oh man, that was so funny. He was like, this big. But yeah, so the rest of the movie is just him and he's getting the gang back together so he can rescue his daughter from his old friend who's being manipulated by this crazy wizard witch lady who has an even grander master, but whatever.
It was like something about like zombie apocalypse sort of. Like,
yeah, so that was like, the one
they,
thing
they,
that
it like she brought down some type of red mist that like killed everyone and turned them into zombies or something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah, that was the one thing about the plot that didn't make sense to me. The overall plot was fine, but they could have been like, oh, she's just bad and wants to take over the world. But they made a little thing a little too convoluted with she was manipulating his friend. But she had a master who initially was the guy that I think killed Chris Pine's character's wife. I thought that was not explained too... I mean, they explained it, but it wasn't too detailed. I think that was one of the plot holes that I didn't like as much. And the whole time, so they have a wizard friend who can do magic, but he's very, like, shy. Not shy, what's the word I'm looking for? He's not very good.
I mean, it's your classic... It's your classic sort of like student becomes the master type yeah. situation, because at the very beginning of the movie he was doubtful of his
self-confidence.
Yeah, exactly. He was very doubtful of his abilities and yeah. he didn't think he could do it. And then by the end of the movie he's like, yeah.
Yeah, I actually really liked his character. And the funniest thing was his love interest, who was another character in their group, was this little tiny girl.
It was a shapeshifter.
It was a shapeshifter. They called her Owlbax.
Yeah.
And I thought that was... I really liked her character. She was really cool.
That owlbear thing was crazy.
It was awesome. So when they first meet her, you know, this girl's tied up, and they're like, oh, your girlfriend that you like is, you know, Rebel. She's like, yeah, but that's not her. She's the horse. She transforms out of theirs. I didn't know she had a tail.
Oh.
Until, like, way later in the movie. Because I guess they never, like, showed it that much until there was a scene where she had to, like, wrap her tail or something to get her balance.
I completely missed it. The tail.
I did not. She was, like, a little whip. The other character who was the paladin, the super smooth guy, yeah. So,
yeah, there was a character.
Zenek Gendar, who was the paladin. He did, you know, his character obviously is just like a super nice guy. He's like, I just want to do it right by the world.
Mm-hmm.
Comes in, swoops in, does badass fight scene, and then just like, this is where I leave. And then just dips.
The whole thing with the, with them asking the dead people 5 questions. that was really, really funny. And I knew they were going to leave that guy at the end.
I will say, their comedy in this movie did not feel forced. Mm. Like, some movies will... certain parts, yes, but overall...
No, it was more hit than miss.
Yeah, and, like, it was, like, really on point where there was an action sequence, there was a serious moment, it was a serious moment. They didn't try to inject comedy into places where it should not be. And even their... It wasn't, like, dumb slapstick comedy
time. No, good. It was pretty good.
Good writing. I really, really enjoyed it. As far as the Easter eggs go, there are Easter eggs left and right in this movie. I know you're not a huge Dungeons & Dragons player. I have played it a few times. I don't know everything. But there were a lot of Easter eggs. Obviously, actual dragons, which I thought was great. One of the best was when we first get to see the first dragon that they fight,
mm-hmm.
and he's this big old chunky dragon. Oh, that was...
He was the biggest, chunkiest boy.
Yeah. Which I thought was really clever. When they're in the maze and Michelle Rodriguez's character opens the chest and it turns out to be... So, that was really cool. Again, while in their maze, they're fighting that panther thing that can project itself.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Really well done. And I think overall, like, they did really well with the lore and creating the world that they were in.
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely see this having some sequels. And I think if they keep it light, keep it fun, I could see it having good success with a couple more movies. I'm going to go ahead and go into my final thoughts on this. I really enjoyed the movie overall. It was a fun time. It wasn't anything, you know, super deep, super crazy, but it was a very enjoyable movie. If you have limited knowledge as far as, like, D&D, you don't have to be, like, deep embedded in the lore to be able to understand it. So that was pretty cool, and it told, like, you know, your classic classic tale of redemption. I thought that was pretty well done. So yeah. I enjoyed it.
So my takeaway is the movie played out just like a campaign that you would in any D&D, right? So you have a character who has a background. He has an initial quest that he has a main quest. And while doing that quest, he has to go on a bunch of side quests to accomplish it, which is exactly what they did. The main quest was to get the girl, was to get the daughter, you know, and their that little talisman thing. But they had to go find his friends first, and they had to go find the helmet that can help them unlock the thing. Then they had to do a bunch of us. So it was basically you're doing a campaign.
Yeah.
I thought that was really clever. Like we mentioned earlier, the comedy sequences were great. You know, the action was really good. Yeah. The fight scene when they're in the dungeons, and the paladin is fighting those five undead. Mm-hmm. He destroyed that. I was like, that was a really good fight scene. Kind of awkward for the other four to just stand there in the back. The last fight scene with the witch and everybody else, you know, three against one, and they did a pretty good job of showing the balance of that. Coming in, swooping in with the girl with the ring or the bracelet to put on the witch. Very clever. My only gripe, which is not really a gripe, but it's my only gripe, is because of a Dungeons and Dragons movie, I was expecting some sort of reference to be like, oh, you know, roll a d20 to do something.
Yeah.
Right? Or roll for initiative. Something like that they should have mentioned. Just like a quick line. I would have been 100% okay.
Yeah, but I mean, didn't you get it? The roll of the dice was the production of the movie.
Oh my god. But, yeah, that was my only major gripe. Is just they had an easy moment to add somewhere in there. Be like, roll.
Speaking of which, I didn't realize, or maybe I just we just collectively forgot about it, about its existence, because it was that underwhelming. But I didn't realize that this is the second Dungeons and Dragons movie, that there had been a previous Dungeons and Dragons
movie. Yeah, they made
one
in like early 2000s, which did not do too well. Yeah, I didn't know anything about it.
I don't remember seeing it at all.
Yeah, so this is the second one. I don't know if it has anything to
do
with
the first
one.
No, I don't think it has anything to do with the other one, but it is the second movie titled Dungeons and Dragons, I guess. So.
And hopefully this does get another sequel, because I think this is based on one of the first few books, adventure books, and hopefully they go on from there.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the characters were likable. I generally enjoy Chris Pine in these types of roles, so that was pretty cool. But yeah, so that's our take. Let us know what you think, if you agree, disagree, or anything you want to tell us in the comments. All right, and we will catch you guys next time. All right, so thanks for tuning in, and as always, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to our channel.
And please follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and podcasting services such as Apple Podcast and Spotify.
Thanks a lot. Catch you next time.